New Year's Eve is usually a night to remember, if you can. I think I've played gigs on about 16 of the past 22 New Year's, and even one that wasn't. Let's see. What are the first New Year's Eve stories that pop into my head? Well, let's go back about 5 or 6 years. The Trues were in Halifax, playing the casino on December 31st. I think we did 2 shows that year, an early one and a late one that played through midnight. I'd bought a bottle of bubbly to have on stage for the countdown. I brought it up there in my bag, which I'd left behind my amp during the first show. We were a couple minutes until midnight in the second show, and we paused to do the countdown and play a hack version of Auld Lang Syne, as you do. During this time, I went over to my amp, got my bottle, took it out of the bag, started twisting the lid off, and then, bah, the cork blew out and cracked me right in the forehead. I had enough time to think, oh, the bottle's been vibrating on stage the whole night and is obviously fizzed up and ready to blow, before the contents of the bottle were power blasted right up my nose and into my brain. 3/4 of the bottle went in through both nostrils, into my eyes, all over my face, and this was on stage, fully in front of 1,500 people. Then I hear, Happy New Year, and I have to dive back to my organ and play that old New Year's melody, face dripping, moderately embarrassed, pretty embarrassed, and sticky with quote-unquote champagne. Probably about 15 years before that, speaking of champagne, we celebrated New Year's Eve on Halloween. Bert Nielsen Band was playing Alfie's in Kingston in 2001, and we decided to dress the whole venue up in costume as another famous party evening. We got all the New Year's party favors, noisemakers, banners, a big 80s set. We were celebrating New Year's Eve 1984, back before the 80s were cool again. We bought champagne for the whole bar for a midnight toast, which we way overestimated and wound up with a few extra cases at the end of the night. Pro tip, ending your night by drinking 2 bottles of Bella Spumante, which we all did with the leftovers, isn't recommended. We had a whole floor of the Days Inn by the 401 rented out, which we went back to afterwards and partied all night, well into the new year. Enjoy the show tonight. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on the Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. that's it. You've been listening to Current Fantasy on the Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. All the music featured in the last hour has been written, improvised, manipulated, and performed live off the floor by myself. There's lots more music and videos at currentfantasy.com, and you can find more of my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and everywhere else you get your tunes. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. Back next week, same time, for more electronic encounters. Until then, stay safe, stay happy. I'm Jeff Haysalt. Good evening.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is CIOI-FM, Hamilton's 101.5 The Hawk.